We are back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and we're talking with Perry Wiggins, Executive Director of the Governor's Military Council. He joins us the first Thursday of every month here on KMAN, and lots to cover here. We've been talking about Veterans Day here a little bit, and we're also talking about some deadlines here for folks. We've been hearing a lot more about the immunizations against the coronavirus pandemic and what that means for soldiers. Because there's some federal mandates that have been applied. What's the latest you can tell us here?
Well, you know, the Department of Defense has put a deadline on. Of course, the services have different times and dates that they have to meet the requirement to be vaccinated. The Air Force was the first one to reach their deadline, which is 1 November, and there's been about 40 airmen that have been separated from the United States Air Force. Those are the ones that were going through basic training and advanced individual training. But there's like 10,000 more that they're having to address. A number of those, Brandon, have religious exemptions in and health exemptions in. And so those will be determined, I'm sure, through a process. That process normally in the form of some type of board that takes a look at those particular individuals. But, you know, this is something that's been coming to a head for a while. I'm a little bit conflicted. I in the military will tell you, and you know, we talked about Desert Storm. I remember standing in line and getting multiple immunizations before we deployed. And that was part of what we do. You know, I trust the service. I trust the military you know, in this particular case, everybody's got to vote with their own heart, and I understand that. But there's second, third order effects associated with that, and this is going to be tough.
You know, and I think we saw just last week Senator Marshall was introducing an amendment, I think, to the bill. That I don't recall everything here. It had to do with dishonorable discharges here, and hoping that, you know, if soldiers don't opt to get vaccinated, that essentially they would not be dishonorably discharged. Do you have any clarity on that?
Yeah, I did a lot of reading on this because, you know, I was concerned as well. These individuals, like I said, are less than 0.5%. They raised their hands and volunteered to serve this nation, and so now we're looking at things like other than honorable discharge for these individuals, which in the military and those who have been in the military for a while, we recognize that as bad paper because it's an administrative discharge. And a lot of commanders will try to tell you that that's not, you know, it's not a bad thing. It's just, you know, it's the commander's ability to say you're no longer and we can get you out of the military. But there are second, third order effects of those types of discharges, and I'm concerned about that because it affects you with your veterans' benefits. And so I think in some cases it's a little disingenuous to say that other than honorable discharge doesn't affect the individual because it does look a little negatively on their DA or their DD Form 214, which is an important document for military veterans. So I'm glad to see that we got individuals taking a look at this and at least getting into dialogue on it before we pass judgment on service members that have had a stellar career in some cases, and only because of this particular piece we're going to send them out the door. We need to take a look at each individual. We need to assess it, and we need to be, prudent in how we address their discharge because I'm concerned as well about the characterization of their service when they depart.
Well, yeah, that aspect of it, I think most of us would agree is a difficult pill to swallow. You know, not being able to, you know, get your insurance from the VA. Also, there's probably a mental health piece to this as well because you know, just shaming somebody for not getting a vaccine, that doesn't help either.
Right. And I'll tell you, when they start talking about people are using it as an arrow in their quiver, veterans benefits, some of these individuals, you know, serve multiple tours and multiple years. And I'm a little concerned about the fact that we're going to treat them like somebody who went out and did some heinous act, that's not necessarily the way we ought to do this. And I think there's a smart way of addressing this particular issue. Like I said up front, I was somebody in the service that got my immunizations when I was directed to get my immunizations. But everybody is unique. Everybody's a belly button. And we don't need to address this as a one-size-fits-all. And that's my concern.
Yeah. Well, we'll keep keep watching what happens with that here in the news going forward. I know there's some other news here locally that you wanted to share. We have an aviation brigade returning this month. Is that right?
Yeah, we sure do. November and December, the aviation brigade should be returning back to Fort Riley. And the reason I think that's important to bring up, and I know I've mentioned it a couple other times, so those of you on the radio, please bear with me. But we have individuals that move into our neighborhoods, and they, in some cases, just like I said, soldiers don't know about Milford Lake. I'm surprised at how many people move to Manhattan, for example, and have no idea there's a military installation close by. And so when they start hearing artillery pieces, for example, they get a little concerned because they see blue skies and they hear big booms. The same can be said for helicopters. When those individual units get back here, they're going to have some training they got to do. And so you'll start seeing an increased level of helicopter traffic probably in your areas. I just asked the individuals out there to please bear with them. They got, that's important for readiness. It's important to prepare for future missions. And so just a heads up, you're going to see probably helicopters in the sky shortly after they get back and after the holidays.
All right. Well, yeah, the noise, you know, it used to affect me when I first moved here, but I've kind of gotten used to it. But I will say every once in a while, if there's a few clouds in the sky, I wonder if it's thunder or if it's Fort Riley.
Yeah. Well, Fort Riley does a pretty good job on their website and in the paper putting out when they're going to do training. And so if people are paying attention, a lot of times they can catch that. But I know that for some folks, they're busy out there living their lives. And so all of a sudden they hear the booms, they get a little concerned. It's always okay to call, but it's also important to understand that, you know, they've got a mission to do.
Yep, absolutely. No kidding. I tell you, I haven't been to Fort Riley in a few months. Have they got the construction there done at the gate?
You know, the construction is still going on at the main gate, at the Henry Gate. And, you know, it looks like it's getting close. I honestly can't give you a completion date, but I will definitely ask the installation management commander, and next time we're on the air, I'll let you know what I find.
Okay. Yeah, I remember last time I had to go, we had to take the long way around the airfield there.
Airfield.
And, boy, that takes a while to get places.
It does. And unfortunately, no helicopters on the ramp. When there's helicopters on the ramp, a lot of people like to go by and take a look at the helicopters. But in this particular case, you're just staring at concrete.
Yeah, not as fun there. Well, we have a big football game. I don't know if it's a big football game, but it's a football game coming up in Lawrence this Saturday with K-State and KU. Any score prediction?
Well, you know, I saw them against TCU. If they bring that same team, I think it's going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of 37 to 12.
37 to 12, okay.
That's an odd score, but I got to do something because Dave and I always come up with the same type of score.
Maybe that's four field goals for the Jayhawks.
Goal. Yeah, well, you never know. Could be a safety thrown in there, but it's just odd. But I think we're gonna take it to the Jayhawks, and that's the good news because we need another win.
Absolutely, pencil that in there. 37-12. That's General Wiggins.
37-12.
Yep, you got that, Dave.
Yeah, 37-12. I don't think that's
Dave?
A big enough margin. I have not done that yet, but I know the high temperature Saturday is supposed to be 69. And I think that's a really good number. I don't think it's attainable. What I've been doing this week is I've been loving a lot of the highlights from games gone by, including a game that I was at in Lawrence, and I think it was like 96 when we won like 64-0 and tore down their goalposts. Dude,
oh, wow.
that was a fun time to be a K-State fan. General, good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you, Dave.